Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our Alan Schar Talk and this wonderful radio station, like a good friend, bringing us information every single day that we can rely on and right back at us from our listenership, Alan, $910,853 in the lockbox. We're not even anywhere near June and we're going for $1 million. It's unbelievable.
Well, David, let's be clear about this. This is a wonderful result. Our people have been really assiduous, and we have thanked them over and over and over again because you can't thank people enough for what they have done. I can only say that the word thank you keeps forming on my lips over and over again because that's what we are. The staff here at WAMC, all of us, are immensely grateful that people understand the mission and what we are doing here. $910,000, we could end it today easily if everybody decides to do something more. We do have, of course, the same problems that everybody else has. Our underwriting program is great, but it's not what it once was. On the other hand, this great turnout of people has been superb. And so we are immensely grateful for that. But, you know, if somebody wants to stick some money into an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, and we will be better off for it. We won't be where we need to be, but we will be better off for it. So I'm just asking everybody does what they can. We still need that $90,000, and that's a lot of money. You can go to WAMC.org and put something in now. That would be wonderful.
Pay it forward. Well, Alan, Dr. Anthony Fauci plans to warn the Senate today that if the U.S. opens up quickly, Americans will face needless suffering and death. The president, of course, took a victory lap yesterday, that while all of the White House staff now wearing masks.
Well, this president has a way of not telling the truth. And, you know, the idea that he says that everybody can have a test, who wants a test, that's not true. All the experts come on and they say that. Now, Fauci is interesting. He is the top guy in this area. He is self-quarantining now, but he will virtually appear before the United States Senate today. And he's going to say things that this president doesn't want to hear. Number one, that it's premature to open things up because it will increase the number of people who get the COVID virus. We're already seeing it where restrictions are lifted. Now, 48 states today are opening things up. What's going to happen as a result of that? Well, every time you open up a little bit more, you're going to get a little bit more virus. And Fauci is going to say it. The president doesn't like it. The president can't fire Fauci. At least some people think he can't. I think this guy can fire anybody and has fired anybody he wants to. But it's just one more thing. He stands up there and says, we've won. We haven't won. That's for sure. Places like South Dakota, 50% increase in COVID cases. That's amazing.
I see, Alan, that the Democrats are now looking seriously at holding a virtual convention. Obviously, the energy level will be much less than having huge crowds of Democrats cheering on their potential president.
Makes sense. You know, who wants to create this risk? We were told a long time ago by the president of the United States, once again telling a whopper, that this would be over by Easter. Well, Easter's come and gone. There are many experts who think that this virus is going to be with us for years and years to come, at least for months and months to come. Why would you put a risk on everybody's life who would attend that? Masks won't do it. It'll just raise the numbers by having a convention. I think the idea of a virtual convention, as long as there is a convention, is a good idea. It's not the best idea, but, you know, what would you do if you don't do that? You can't put people in a room at this stage.
Well, the president of the United States has made no secret about his dislike for the American press. And we saw that on full display yesterday as he abruptly ended his press conference after a contentious exchange in which he asked an Asian American journalist to, quote, ask China about her question, talking about a White House correspondent for CBS News. She asked the president why he sees coronavirus testing as a global competition when more than 80,000 Americans have died. He ended up saying thank you and, you know, walking off the press conference after another tiff with a CNN reporter.
Well, here's the deal. Everybody told him not to do it on his inner team because his numbers keep going down and down and down. So he gets himself into another tiff with another reporter. He attacks the press. He attacks the reporter. He's racist in the way that he does it. That's clear. And there's not much he can do except say, oh, I guess in the back of his head, these people who are telling me not to be here are right. I'll go now. Too late.
from Political Observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Just one more reason why we need to have journalists on the beat, and you can trust WAMC to do that.
You can, David. We are believing that the people who listen to this radio station are understanding of what goes into making this particular thing happen. And if you believe in it, and if you want it to continue, and if you rely on it, WAMC.org. We have $90,000 to make today, David. That's a lot of money. Can we do it? Yes. If we don't do it today, can we do it tomorrow? Absolutely. But, you know, we've been making over that amount several days in all of this, and we can do it today if we decide it. And what it will do is it will increase and buttress the courage that people are feeling here at WAMC about the product. We'll know that everybody is behind us, and when that happens, weeks and weeks earlier than we expected it to happen, there will be a lot of happy people at WAMC. If not happy, well, happier. WAMC.org, or stick it in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Now, there are people who want to do it by phone. That's okay, because some people are used to that. Nevertheless, today, you know, there'll be some staff here, and people get frustrated when they can't get through. But you can always get through by going to WAMC.org, which we want to encourage you to do if you can do that.
Thank you.